Listening Library presents Lost in the Sun by Lisa Graff. Read for you by Ramon Diocampo. Prologue. When we were real little kids, Mom used to take Aaron and Doug and me to Sal's Pizzeria for dinner almost every Tuesday, which is when they had their family night special. I think she liked it because she didn't have to worry about dinner for three growing boys for one night. But we liked it because there was a claw machine there. One of those giant contraptions with toys inside, all sorts, and a metal claw that you moved around with a joystick to try to grab at the toys. As soon as we got into the restaurant, Mom would hand us $2, which is how much it cost for three tries, and we'd huddle around the machine and plan our attack. We didn't want to waste that $2, so we usually took the whole amount of time until our pizza came up, trying to get one of those toys. Back then, I had my eye on a fuzzy blue monster, and Doug was desperate for one of the teddy bears. But after a while, we would have settled for anything. Aaron, as the oldest, was the designated joystick manipulator. And Doug, the youngest, would stand at the side and holler when he thought Aaron had the best angle on the chosen toy. I was in charge of strategy. Mom would sit at the table, waiting for our pizza, and read her book. I think she enjoyed the claw machine even more than we did. We spent 6 months trying for a toy in that claw machine. $48. Never got a single thing. No one else had gotten one either, we could tell. None of the stuffed animals ever shifted position. But we were determined to be the first.